Welcome to the June 26th, 2025 episode of FreePod. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors. Now, let's see what's going on. Crews have begun work on Blackhawk Avenue, beginning at the intersection of Blackhawk and Dewey Street. Work will move north and end at Empire Street, with the project expected to be complete by July 31st. Repair and paving are also beginning on West Cleveland Street and will continue for 3 to 4 weeks. The road is now closed during the workday from Locust to Burchard. This is the first project to be undertaken as part of the city's 2025 street improvement plan. After this project, crews will begin working on the intersection of Stevenson and Park. Work also continues on Carroll Avenue, including updates on water mains and sewer, as well as a complete repaving of the street. Construction areas will be reopened at the end of each day, so the residents in these areas are able to pull in and out of driveways during construction. Delays may occur, and it may sometimes take longer to maneuver in the area. Signage gives crews the proper space and safety to work, and ignoring them could result in injury, project problems, and more. Please pay attention to and obey signs for everyone's safety.
The Freeport Mosquito Abatement District has begun their work with an initial helicopter larvicide application in mid-June. It's contracted with Clark Environmental Services for mosquito management, surveillance, larval control, and adult mosquito insecticide applications. If you have comments or questions, contact Clark's mosquito hotline at 800-942-2555 or visit clarkeportal.com, where you can sign up to receive email or text alerts when spraying will occur.
After the recent heat wave, it's good to remember that Freeport has several cooling centers that are open to the public in exceptionally hot, humid weather. The Freeport Public Library, Lincoln Mall, and a number of churches and social service organizations are available to help everyone cool down. A complete listing, including addresses and open hours, can be found on the Facebook page of the Freeport Fire Department, and also a link is included in the print version of this episode.
The Greater Freeport Partnership has received a $50,000 T-Mobile Hometown Grant to transform a vacant lot at 15 West Stevenson Street into a multifunctional pocket park to help drive retail and dining visitation and upper story residential development.
Music on Chicago continues next week with a performance on Thursday, July 3rd by The Real Deal featuring the Synergy Band. This popular music event has been a tradition for over 20 years and takes place in downtown Freeport's Art Plaza at the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas Street. The grounds are ideal for a social gathering with friends or bring the family and blankets to take your spot on the lawn. $5 admission includes access to the summer's best party and local food vendors. Volunteers also serve alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages during the event.
The Music Under the Stars performance by the Freeport Concert Band this Sunday, June 29th, at 7 p.m. at the Koenig Amphitheater in Crate Park will be conducted by Bill Peterson and will feature the clarinet section and vocal soloist Aaliyah Williams. The band also invites everyone to their annual patriotic concert on July 6th at 7 p.m. to help celebrate our country and honor our armed forces. This performance will include the added excitement of Battery G, 2nd Illinois Light Artillery, and their live cannon fire. Please leave your pets home, as the cannon fire could startle them. Be sure to add this holiday concert to your calendar.
And the opportunity to enjoy music in the outdoors continues with the popular and growing Music on Debate Square concert series. Music starts at 6:30 p.m. and concerts will be held on Thursdays for 7 weeks in Debate Square, located between the Freeport Library and Union Dairy, except this Thursday. Because of the heat and rain, Kendra Swanson will be performing at Winnishick Playhouse. Thank you, Winnishick. 228 West Clark at 6:30 p.m. Many fan favorites will be back this year, and schedules are available at the concerts. The shows are free, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket, and maybe even your puppy dog. And concerts usually last about an hour. Don't forget, Kendra will be at Winnishik Playhouse this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. After Kendra, the next performance will be July 10th with the Ukulele Express 815.
The Stevenson County Farm Bureau is once again offering Illinois peaches from Rendleman Orchard in Southern Illinois. Boxes hold 25 pounds of delicious summer fruit and are $43 per box for members of the Farm Bureau and $48 for non-members. Members of the Carroll and Stevenson County Farm Bureaus can save $1 per box when paying with cash or check. For more info or to place an order, call the Farm Bureau at 815-232-3186.
The first session of the Freeport Art Museum Summer Art Camp is officially underway, and the creativity is flowing. Campers are having a blast exploring new materials, learning from local artists and art teachers, and bringing their imaginations to life. Each day features a different one-day project designed for kids ages 7 through 12, taught by a talented local instructor. And there's still time to join the fun. The museum has limited availability for the session from July 14th through the 18th, and there are also spots for August 4th through the 9th. Contact the museum at 815-235-9755 for more information.
The Senior Resource Center is offering several new classes for the next few months. Move More for Better Health highlights the difference between physical activity and exercise, the recommended amount and types of physical activity, and the importance of staying active as you age. Other classes include a chair yoga class, Medicare Basics, an AARP Safe Driver course, and a Lunch and Learn class about how to avoid fraud targeted specifically at seniors. All classes take place at the center at 206 East Stevenson Street, and registration is required. For more information, call 815-235-9777 or email awalker at srcntr.org.
FHN healthcare providers are once again offering fast and hassle-free sports physicals at an affordable price for all area athletes, and all proceeds are donated back to the schools affiliated with their local FHN clinics. For just $25, each athlete will receive an exam that meets Illinois and Wisconsin eligibility requirements for all sports. Sport physical forms must be completed and signed by a parent before the exam. If a parent does not accompany the student, he or she must bring a consent for medical care form signed by a parent or guardian. Forms are available at area schools and online at fhn.org/sports-physicals-area.asp. No appointment is necessary. Check the schedule at www.fhn.org for a location near you.
For the safety of park visitors, as well as the long-term health of the community's urban forest, the Freeport Park District is removing 18 potentially hazardous trees in several parks. These trees have been professionally assessed and identified as high risk due to structural instability, disease, or severe decline. Left unaddressed, they pose a safety risk to the public, nearby structures, and park amenities. Some trails, playgrounds, or park sections may be briefly closed during the removal process. Crews will work carefully to limit impact. Replanting will take place in the next planting season to help restore and grow the urban tree canopy.
As we look to the week ahead, don't forget that Highland Community College's Somerset Theater production of Cinderella continues this weekend with both evening and matinee performances. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, and $10 for students and children, and can be purchased online at highland.edu, or can be purchased in person at the theater box office, or by calling 815-599-3718.
The Cub Foods Bratstand this weekend will be run by the Mighty Richland Players Theater. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. Also on Saturday morning, don't forget to see what's fresh and delicious at the two farmers markets in Freeport, as well as one in Lena.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of Free Pod episodes.
Be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview in which FreePod host Sherry Gibson visits with Aquin principal Beth Heitkamp and Aquin parent Blake Musser about the recent changes at Aquin. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
Next Tuesday, FreePod host Matt Mullen will talk with Freeport Mayor Jody Miller about Teddy Baker Fest coming up July 11th through the 13th. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, July 1st, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit freepod.org.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or any time after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Thank you for listening. And again, don't forget, because of the heat, because of the rain, Kendra Swanson will be performing at Winnishick this Thursday at 6:30 for Music on Debate Square. Thank you for listening.